Linda Bordoni spoke with Archbishop Buthitha Gali of Johannesburg, South Africa, about how he thinks the synod is going.
So far, it's going very well because you actually begin to have a sense of the concerns of the church in different parts of Africa. And hopefully we'll be able to pull all that together and say, where do we go to from here? We've had all these sad, painful, heartbreaking stories. It shouldn't end there. Our job should be, how do we ensure that stories like that do not happen again? And how do we cooperate, negotiate with political leaders, economic leaders, to make sure that they also, as leaders, live up to expectations and do what they've promised? And so that will be our challenge. So that's what I would hope that the synod would be able to having experienced, as it were, vicarious experience, the pain of others, that would be able to sit down and say, okay, we've had all that. Now this is our plan. This is what we're going to do next 5, 6, 10 years.
Until the next synod,
Until the next synod. But in order to do that, you know, it is not that synod.
Sure.
It should be our own, as I said, our own conferences that should be strong and work on this thing on an ongoing basis.
You seem to have a pretty strong group.
No, I'm confident that we will come out with something and we will try. If we don't do that, we would be ashamed the next time we come around. We would be ashamed of saying, we came here and talked loud and did nothing. In so doing, we would be betraying the people who have put so much trust in us. Africa has gone through this, I guess a couple of generations have gone these difficult times, and you have young people growing up. I think we owe it to the children of Africa to prepare a better future for them.